Designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, it is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza still being renovated, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open with regular hours, all stocked up for back to school and your other fall needs. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. We have Aaron A.J. Johnson and Victor Lewis here in the studio to help us out with Kids Q today. I am excited because you are here. Thank you so much for being with me today.
I'm excited to be here, too.
Awesome. Thank you for having
Especially
us.
Especially since, what did you say, 79 degrees?
79 outside? Degrees.
75
right?
tomorrow.
75 tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes. My time has come. Summer has ended.
I always make it a point to, like, do a lap around the mall before I go on the air to just kind of ramp myself up for 4 hours live. For the last couple of months, that has been a challenge because it's been 130 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. Today, I was walking around. It's like, I could do two laps.
I didn't,
but I could have.
I will point out that while tomorrow and then Friday and really the weekend are all shaping up to be quite nice days, it is going to start getting a little bit chilly in the overnight hours.
True.
49 tonight is the low.
I saw 55, but like around 50 something.
I've seen 40, everywhere from 49 Victor to like 53.
Yeah, I'm totally down
with that.
Yes, now
the flannel
that
you're always wearing makes sense.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. You have actually beaten weather. You have worn the flannel until the point where weather's like, all right, fine, we give up, make the temp the way it needs to be.
Yep, great, excellent.
I feel like one of the major parties has that as their platform on climate change, too.
Outlast Mother Nature.
Oh, it's getting warm? Buy a t-shirt.
I love it when it's cooler at night because then, like, I like being able to, like, cover up in multiple blankets.
Yeah.
I'm a cold sleeper as well.
Yes. Yeah. It's so much better. Awesome. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
Kids Q? Let's do it. All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question, and it is an architecture question, kind of.
Whoa.
That's an engineering question.
Hey. Is there engineers?
It's a toys question. It's a Legos question.
Yeah!
If you had all the Legos in the world, what would you build?
Life-size castle.
Life-size castle?
Yeah!
You had that in your head walking in here.
Yeah!
Was that going to be your answer no matter what?
Pretty much.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Life-size castle.
If you got abandoned on an island and it can only take three things, what would it be? Food, water, all the Legos in the world, life-size castle on the island.
Awesome.
Life-size Lego castle?
Yes.
On an island? See, I can't help but wonder, like, would you be able to live in that? Would it be comfortable? Like,
as long as you didn't step on it in the middle of the night, yeah.
Stem on your castle. See, and that was like my knee-jerk reaction here. Just, I need to build nothing. I only need to have a single Lego piece placed on the floor of AJ's Lego castle. Like, that's all that I need. Yeah. I need to cause maximum pain with minimum Legos.
Yes, it's the little square ones, too. It's the little one-peg one that, oh, God.
Well, yeah, the fewer the pegs, the more the pain when you step on them because it's not distributed.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
It's like stepping on one spike versus many spikes. It's that science experiment.
Yeah, but you're still stepping on spikes.
But you're still stepping on spikes.
The bed of nails trick.
Yeah, the bed of nails trick, same thing. I don't know what I would build. I was never a Lego person as a kid. Like, I had Legos. I played with Legos. I never super got into Legos, so... Like, I appreciate going to the Lego stores and seeing the really cool things that other people build. Mm-hmm. So I think what I would build is a relationship with someone who loves Legos.
Oh my God.
And then I'd be like, here you go. Here are all the Legos in the world. We're friends now.
Well, I'm going to build a relationship with Legos.
Build bridges of compassion and understanding.
Oh, that's, get that out of here.
This is why
I am 100% on board with this answer. It is my favorite answer, and it is right.
I would build relationships. This is why you're the best.
And then I would give the Legos to that person who would want them more than me and perhaps build something cool like a life-size castle.
Fortunately, this goes hand in glove with my answer because I definitely had the single bead of sweat of just, I don't know what I would build because I don't know if y'all watch Adventure Time, but there's a scene where Jake makes a sandwich and he just lets the spirits of sandwich creation come to him.
And it ends up being this huge
thing. Hold on. Are you telling me you're going to build a sandwich out of Legos?
No. Oh, okay. I'm saying that when I build Legos, I dump them on the floor and I I let the Lego spirits tell me what I am building today. I feel it out. I'm really in the moment.
I heard
with
my that's
Legos.
How Michelangelo sculpted David as well.
Yeah, no,
he just
exactly.
let the Lego spirits
yeah.
take
over.
I
put on some classical music. I'm in my living room with that Gershwin going and build some Legos.
Legos.
So yeah, if you are giving away all the Legos in the world, I will happily accept. And
as soon as you said I'm putting on classical music, now I've got this image of you in like a candlelit giant hall in an actual stone castle with a fireplace off in the corner, and not Gershwin, but like classic opera music playing.
I didn't know you'd been to my new house.
Well, I had to get over it because the stormwater was running off.
Yeah, and the Lego pieces.
The Lego
just
build a bridge over your stormwater runoff.
We cannot make Kids Q about my stormwater problems.
Build better drainage.
We can make it all about bridges. I'm building bridges of relationships. You're building bridges over your stormwater. AJ's got a drawbridge that comes down over the Lego
moat,
which is full of Lego storm sea monsters.
Lego alligators and sharks with Lego laser beams on their heads.
Yes.
Yeah. I
they just shoot Legos.
Just
real weak.
It just shoots Legos out of the. It shoots a Lego laser stream out of the shark's head.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's like stop motion, but in real life.
So basically, I am Lego Batman. I'm the villain.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm the villain in Lego Batman or Lego Bond.
Hands up if you knew that going in.
Knew what?
That. AJ
I have
was
a new
the
series.
Lego Batman.
Oh, yeah. Lego James
I mean,
Bond.
I definitely
Lego
knew
James
that he
Lego
was a
James
villain.
Bond.
How have they not done that already?
I don't
they
know.
Must not
but
have gotten
I need
the rights.
To. I need to copyright this right now before
I would
somebody
say
steals
exactly
it from me.
It's not kid friendly, but there's Lego Lord of the Rings. So what do I know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think Lord of the Rings is kid friendly at all.
I mean, it can be done kid-friendly, not necessarily. I think Lego Lord of the Rings is the kid-friendly version of Lord
like
of the
there
Rings.
I feel like there was a slightly more kid-friendly version of Lord of the Rings that was done probably back in the 80s or early 90s.
You're talking about
the Ralph Bakshi version?
One. No, there was an animated version.
The Ralph Bakshi version. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
The better Hobbit,
I feel like that was probably...
True, yes.
I feel like that was probably considered kid-friendly, because wasn't it only like... 45 minutes to an hour long as well.
Oh, that's just because he cut off the project before it was done.
Yeah,
he never finished it.
Right. So but he was trying to trying to basically jam what Peter Jackson took
in
nine hours. He was trying to jam it like to an hour and a half.
Ralph Bakshi is the same guy who did Fritz the Cat, which is this X-rated animated movie from the early 70s. So I don't know if that was kid-friendly so much, but I think you're right, like more kid-friendly than
I believe
Peter
that
Jackson.
The animated Lord of the Rings would have been considered
kid-friendly
by today's standards.
Kid-friendly at the
time. And if I'm honest, the Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings, it's not exactly... not kid-friendly.
It's PG-13,
there's
right?
some like violence, can, of yeah. course, but you can see a lot worse on other stuff.
Big time.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's Kids Q. If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapel. What?
Parents hate us right now because you know the kids in the back going, hey, can we go get Legos?
Legos.
I want Legos
right now. Let's go
give
to the
me
store.
Legos.
Alley Cat. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.